Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Capital City Podcast. This is your host, Preston. Thank you again for tuning in. You can always follow me on Instagram at PBakerNYC and stay connected. I want to tell you today we have a great episode because we have a great guest coming in just a matter of moments. Her name is Miss Heather Collar. She is the CEO of H2O Cleanse and Clean Water Champion. She's a very stout entrepreneur. She founded her company back in 2012. She's WMBE certified with the state of New York, New York City, and the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. And she has experience not only as an entrepreneur, but also in financial services. And she's going to get to tell her story, tell us about what she does. She's an advocate of, when it comes to clean water and teaching and educating people about what's going on in their water, what's in their water supply, from their tap water to their bottled water, and some things you can do to combat that. So she's really trying to educate people because what goes in our body can either help or harm us, and it's very important. So I think that having her on this show is, in this time, in today's age, with what's going on and everything like that, is so important. And I think it's not only important for her to speak about what she's doing, but for you to hear her story as well, because she is a very well-known entrepreneur, and she's doing a lot of major things, and she's inspiring people. She has her Vision Me 2020 that she's got a collective. They're just out there inspiring other entrepreneurs to go out there and reach their dreams and reach their goals. And they're doing something in the process as far as giving back. So I think I'm very excited. We're going to get into this interview. And I just want you to know that everything that's here, she's on our, in our description, you're going to be able to see the links. She has an event coming up very soon. It's a free event. Go online that you'll be able to see in the link, and you'll get to see her Instagram and all her contact info in our description. So please do that. Make sure you share this. You know, this is going to be great information I think everybody can utilize. Follow us, subscribe, but make sure, more importantly, share this. You know, we want to reach as many people as possible with this information that she's going to give out today. So without further ado, we're going to get into it. Give it a second. We're going to take a quick break, less than 60 seconds, and then we're going to enjoy this great interview. Oh, man, you're going to see she's a passionate person, and you're going to feel the passion. You're going to feel the energy and know she's the real thing. All right. See you in a second. All right. And we're back. Welcome back to Pat Capital City Podcast. And we have our guest in the house today that I've been talking about so much for the last 2 minutes. CEO of H2O Cleanse, Clean Water Champions, Miss Heather Collar. How are you doing today?
Preston, I'm blessed. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you today.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us, because I know you have a busy schedule, especially with everything going on today.
Yes, yes.
Dealing with what you deal with, I know that's like priority number one.
Yes, water is life, and people are finding that out more and more.
This is true. Now, with H2O Cleanse, I just want, you know, just give us a little background about the company so people actually have an idea, you know, what H2O Cleanse does.
Okay. Well, we actually got started. I got started with my company back in 2012. This was right before Superstorm Sandy hit. Mm-hmm. And wow. What made me really jump into this business was what actually happened a couple of years before, which was working as a community activist with my mother in the city of Newark. There had been a 40-50 year battle, which is still going on actually, on whether to keep Newark's water supply public or private. So most of us, you know, I'm from the Bronx originally, so most of us grew up with the notion that New York City has the best water, right?
Right.
New York City's water is great. New York City water is good, which is true to a degree, right? Everything is relative. And so the same kind of notion is held about the city of Newark's water compared to the rest of New Jersey State. And so at that time, we had done quite a few things in the community and won some great awards. And we were asked to actually do the research and take a look at the city of Newark's water. And What we discovered was one, yes, Newark's water is better than the rest of New Jersey's. Just like New York City, the water is not close to the city. It's in these protected watersheds. But the water's pretty bad, right? So it's better than the rest of New Jersey, but it's pretty bad.
Right.
And there's so many factors that go into that, right? I mean, I generally love to ask people, and for everyone listening today, can you name one thing in your whole entire life that has not been touched by chemicals?
Not me. I can't even think of anything.
I'm still trying to think of it, right? I mean,
Everything we eat, drink,
put on our body. Unfortunately, now we're figuring out breathing, right? This is a really true thing. Everything we touch, this is what we're dealing with the coronavirus pandemic. And so it just became very blatantly obvious that chemicals are everywhere. They're obviously in our water. And then I really started to learn about the chemicals that are intentionally put in the water at the water treatment facility, to make the water deliverable, right? The next question I always ask people, which is like, what are you trying to get at? Is it a natural phenomenon to have water coming out of your pipes, your faucets, your toilets, your tubs, 24/7, 365? Is that really natural?
Right. I was gonna ask you a lot, getting to where you got to, but now that you say that, I would love to know, like, what's in our water? What would you say is in our water? Being based on your experience and the knowledge that you have.
Right. So everyone's water system, and everyone meaning all municipalities, right? Most of the world, the developed world, is on a municipal water system, which means that our water comes from a water treatment facility. If we lived in a perfect world and there were no infrastructure failures, Preston, which means that there were never any water main breaks, there was never any environmental leakage into our water system, which we know is not true. New York City has almost 450, I think recently it was counted, over 500 water main breaks a year, right? So
Wow.
every water main break is a massive contamination point because what happens? The streets open up, the water, they try to turn it off as soon as possible, but there's massive contamination at that point. But if none of that happened, right? If there was no external contamination to make the water deliverable, because we have to remember, water has always been an issue. Always since the beginning of time, right? Water's a carrier. It's either going to carry good stuff or it's going to carry a combination of stuff or it's going to be really bad for you, right?
Right.
Bad water is very bad for us. To make the water deliverable, there's generally three chemicals that are put in the water.
Okay.
One of them is chlorine or chloramine. Most people don't notice. Some people do. Some people, when I speak to them, say, yeah, I can smell the chlorine in the water now. Chloramine, which is what's called a disinfectant byproduct, as well as chlorine, is the combination of chlorine and ammonia. So there's vats of that stuff. Water treatment facilities, they really water chemical treatment facilities, are hazmat locations. So these chemicals are put in. What happened in Newark this past summer was the failure of a chemical called corrosion control, a group of chemicals called, they fall under the group of chemicals called corrosion control. And these chemicals are put into the water to seal the pipes underground, the lead pipes, so that they don't leach. So you're sealing the lead pipes, but you're not telling us to take these chemicals out of our water before we give it to our babies, before we take showers. And these chemicals are also known to cause blindness and skin irritation. And unfortunately, they're used in excess during times of chaos, right? Times of crises, because they're trying to correct the situation. You also have some form of lye, which is known as caustic soda, that is put into the water to raise the pH of the water because the water is so acidic, that lye is put in to raise the pH of the water because that's one of the things that is regulated by the government. And so, this is the price that we pay for 24/7 water on demand. And then we have obviously the environmental contamination, the failing infrastructure, and all of these things happening. So those are some of the things that are in our water. We also know pharmaceuticals are in our water. We know that industrial solvents are in our water. We know that pesticides are in our water. Are they all in our water at one time? Probably not. Does water move? Yes. Does the chemical composition of our water change? Yes. Absolutely.
That you just put a fear in me about drinking from the tap that I didn't even know there was all this that goes into water. You know, like as an average person who's not even, you know, involved in dealing with the water, I just open the sink, you know, or I get a bottle of water. I never even think about what's in the water because it's just like not something people talk about. Is the bottled water
Right.
safer than the tap water? Like, is that?
Well, you know, that's a good question. Most bottled water, believe it or not, is actually tap water. It's been put through some type of, excuse me, filtration, hopefully. But bottled water has its own challenges because it's not regulated, which means that there's no quality control on bottled water. We know for a fact that bottled water has tons of plastic in it. From the high pressure bottling process, plastic shreds are all in that water, and the water leak, the plastic leaches, is made out of petroleum, you know,
Oh.
gasoline petroleum. So
Wow.
that's not a the effects of bottled water are good only in times of true crises. So, you know, like when Houston over flooded and they had to turn off their water systems during the storm, or when Puerto Rico had absolutely no water because of Hurricane Maria, I believe. I forget which one it was, but bottled water is a good option in case of a true emergency. And true emergency for me means no access to water,
No access to
not
drinking water.
right,
Right.
exactly.
Now that's wow. So the bottled water may be more harmful than the tap water in certain places because there's no regulation, right?
Well, I guarantee you right now, there's no regulation, absolutely. So yes to that question. And
Wow.
then you know, just like we all have particular chemicals in our body, the reliance upon bottled water has just plasticized our waters, period. It's not just bottled water, it's plastics in general, but bottled water, because we know water is life, the consumption of bottled water is so high. We all have plastic in our bodies right now. And so, what does plastic do? Plastic suffocates. So, you know, our cells are suffocating. There's just such a long-term effect of it. There's just a long-term effect of it.
What about it's just thinking about like how we don't have information. Like this, like, you know, do they have to inform us about what's in our water, or do they not have to inform us, or is it like, oh yeah, well, you could have went to this site and if you wanted to know or
Oh
something.
yeah, absolutely. So, and you can always go and look at your water supplies company's water report. And again, that's where relativity comes in, but they're always available. So New York City's New York City Department of Water is, I think it's part of the Department of Environmental Conservation puts that out, I believe. It's either Environmental Conservation, Environmental Protection. I believe it's DEC though. You can always find out. They used to mail them out to homeowners, the annual reports,
Okay.
but they don't do that anymore. But even if you're a renter, you can always go online and just search. You got to know what town you're in. Just say, you know, I live in, you know, Morrisville. What's the water utility for Morrisville? And you can find it out and search for it and download it there. It's kind of like taxes. So the water report is always a year behind.
Okay.
Yep.
So what's in our water today may not be in the report.
Exactly. And it's always relative, you
Right.
know, because there's what you have. There's things called maximum contaminant levels. So these are levels that are always moving depending on who's writing the law and the legislation about what's an allowable amount of these chemicals. So we all know that there's going to be chemicals at some point.
Right.
Are we going to allow across the board? And so that's where I really come in, because my philosophy and my advocacy is, listen, we don't even know. I don't know where to go get water if it's not coming out of my tap. You know what I
Right,
mean?
right.
I mean, what is so essential for life? We were born into the system. I'm thankful for it, but what's the answer, right? So I advocate for getting state-of-the-art water filtration at your kitchen sink, scientifically proven, at least twice a year, tested to international standards, the gold seal called NSF to take out the broadest amount of chemicals at one time. And these are all chemicals that are linked to our health with 20, 30, 40 years of proven research behind it. So if you have the ability to say, look, I don't know what's in my water. If you just take that position, but I know something's in my water, which is where most people really are, right?
Right,
Like,
right.
you're like, look, I don't know what's in my water, but something's in my water. So
Something's in there.
something's in there. So if we take that position and we're like, look, okay, if you want to do tests, water tests are very expensive. I'll help you do a test. If you want to pay me for it, they're upward towards $1,000. My philosophy is, look, take that money. And for less than the test in most situations, you can get state-of-the-art water filtration that's going to be what I like to call your insurance for clean water. So it's going to be certified to take out at least 82 contaminants at one time
Oh,
that are
wow.
known to be in water. Now, are all 82 contaminants going to be in anybody's water at one given time? That's very unlikely, but you might have 20 or 30,
Okay.
right? I know for sure you're going to have at least 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, because the chemicals that they put in the water at the water treatment facility that we talked about, and then the chemicals that they create, right? So the water has its own compounds, and these disinfectants create what's called disinfectant byproducts. So these the chlorine, the lye, the ammonia, the corrosion control, they create chemicals with water that are all carcinogenic. They're all linked to reproductive cancers.
Wow.
So until we figure out how to get 24/7 water on demand without adding these chemicals, until we figure out how to fix our infrastructure so that there's no leaks and there's no chemicals leaking from the environment into our water, get the highest level of protection that you can with these products that have been around for 50 years. We're not talking about, I don't work with a company that's been, jumping into the water game. We don't do that. We work with sound, reputable, award-winning, scientifically backed companies
Wow.
that are going to protect our human health. That's what enables me to work with the state, right? You can't just go work with the state or bring any kind of product to the state.
Right.
That's what enables me to work with the city and with the Port Authority and all of that. So I try to bring this vast amount of knowledge to people that I work with these larger corporations with to work with people, because our highest risk is actually at home, because that's where we consume most of our water. A lot of people say, well, can't you boil these things out? I boil my water. Boiling water is awful. No, it's good, but it's for two things specifically and two things alone. So boiling water, you can bet anytime you hear a boil water advisory, it's because there's an excess. And remember, there's an allowable amount. There's always bacteria and viruses in the water, but there's an excess of bacteria and viruses in the water.
Wow.
So that's when you're going to hear boil water advisory. You cannot boil out lead. Lead is going to get more condensed. It's going to get more concentrated, right?
Right. And how many people are actually going to, like, you think about how long it takes to boil water to cool it down. Like, that the reason people buy the bottled water, they drink the tap water because it's easy access. They're not gonna, the likelihood that you're gonna keep doing it, you may do it a day or two, but the likelihood that you're gonna keep doing it is just, I wanted to ask you, I mean, I just hear your passion and I hear the advocacy in you when it comes to this. And I know H2O Cleanse itself, Clean Water Champions, your company. You took some really hard steps to combat this. So I just want to know, just give us a little bit about like some of the systems that you have in place with H2O Cleanse that can, help somebody today. Like if they needed, they were like, oh, listen, I don't want anything in my water. I don't, you know. All right, I just wanted to take a break real quick, 1 second. I'm gonna make this short and simple. I don't know what platform you're using right now, whether you're using Spotify, Apple, Anchor, Google Play, whatever platform you're on right now, I need you to press the button that matters. Press either subscribe or follow. Whatever the button is, press that subscribe or follow button. And I hope you're enjoying the episode. We're going to get right back into it. Let's do this. I wanted to ask you, I mean, you know, I just hear your passion and I hear the advocacy in you when it comes to this. And I know H2O Cleanse itself, you know, Clean Water Champions, your company, you took some really hard steps to combat this. So I just want to know, you know, just give us a little bit about like some of the systems that you have in place with H2O Cleanse that can, you know, help somebody today. Like if they needed, they were like, oh, listen, I don't want anything in my water. I don't, you know.
Absolutely. So I always like to call them the diamond, the platinum, and the gold level of protection.
Okay.
So our gold level system is the same technology that came out in 1970 when my manufacturing partner started. And this system is Consumer Reports number one Best Buy. It's certified for 82 contaminants. Wow. And it's an incredible value. They, all of the products that I advocate for come with lifetime warranties.
Okay.
Lifetime. So, you know, Preston, you've come out, you've seen me talk, you've seen me host events and things. And so sometimes when I host events like that in a community, I meet people who I've quote unquote inherited. And I know what you know what it means to inherit a client. So these are clients that bought their systems maybe even before I was born, because I was born in 1975, right? So they bought their systems a while ago, and all they have to do is change their filter once a year. They're so thankful for that, that I don't even know anything that I could possibly own for 50 years.
Wow.
Right? Yeah. That would still be working. And so this is the same technology that's been around, which I'm proud of. And I know it's a little long-winded, but I'm really proud of this because they don't make their systems obsolete.
Right.
So we're not going to force you to go buy a new system because we don't make the filters anymore. That's not the case. So back to the basics. Mm. Our gold level system is certified for 82 contaminants, and it can either go underneath your counter if you can get a faucet, a dedicated faucet installed. And I'm going to do a video on this so it's a little bit more clear. People like visuals. Or it can connect to your current sink. Right. Mm-hmm. So people who live in public housing or any kind of apartment where you don't have an updated sink,
right,
you can get these kind of systems easily installed. And that system is less than $550. So about $515, $520. Keep in mind, most people are spending money every week on bottled water.
Right.
Right. Or inferior filtration systems. Right. Mm-hmm. Even when we talk about the pitcher systems that everybody runs to as well. Believe me, I was one of the first ones to have, especially when they came up with that like 2.5 gallon one. I was like, oh, I need that way back in the day.
Right.
But those things are cost pound. What I like to do is like a pound for pound, mm-hmm, kind of comparison. These systems are going to be worth so much more to you because after the initial investment, which in honesty, some people are like $500 and something for a water system that's going to last me my whole life. Every 18 months, you're buying a new phone for more than that.
Right.
And you're paying a bill for it, right?
Right.
You're paying a monthly bill for it, which don't get me wrong, we all need our phone. The next level up is about 650 or a little less, 615. There's some features you can get. Some people like to get fancy and get like a bronze faucet to match and all of this stuff. There's some things that make the price go up and down a little bit more, but that one is for 83 contaminants. And the big one in there is that it's certified for arsenic, as well as, you know, MTBE, which is a gasoline derivative, and asbestos. Most people don't know that asbestos was used to coat the pipes underground back in the day. Mm-hmm. It's just so much. We always think we know everything. And then we're like, oh, we probably shouldn't have did that as a society.
Right.
So arsenic is really big, a really big deal for places like Long Island, which is where you and I met. because Long Island is water from under the ground, and arsenic is naturally occurring in the ground. And so as the rain goes through the ground, it picks up all these chemicals, including arsenic. And so that's why the next one up, which I call the platinum level one water filtration system, is so important. The top level one, which I call the diamond level one, water filtration system, is certified for 87 contaminants. And the big difference there is bacteria, viruses, microcystins, which is a lot of people hear about blue algae, and things like that. That's a really big difference in getting purification. So, and this is not a scare tactic, this is just a matter of fact. If the coronavirus was in our water or is in our water, the top level system that's certified for 87 contaminants would take it out, because we use the smallest virus and bacteria samples possible to prove our ability. And the coronavirus is actually on the larger scale of a virus. So, disclosure, I don't think that it's in our water. Nothing that I've come across has said that it's in our water, but it is a viral strand, right? So, that could just offer a little peace of mind, because we don't know what we don't know. Time. And then we have this whole new group of contaminants. They're not really new, but they're in the news new and on everybody's radar who's involved with water contamination, which is PFAS and PFOA. So if you've heard about the movie Dark Waters, which Mark Ruffalo was starring in, they talk specifically about this group of contaminants, which is extremely carcinogenic. It's all over. Was used in Teflon. It was the big contaminant up in Newburgh, where the Teflon chemical, the plants leached into the river up there, the water supply, and it was all in, still is all in people's bloods. And think fire foam. You hear about water supply towers shut down because of fire foam and fire resistant stuff. These chemicals were created to be resistant in nature, so they don't break down. So once they in our bodies, they don't break down. So, and that is about $1,200. Again, lifetime warranty, incredible performance.
But I mean, all in all, they all provide this their value, and there's probably different methods of making payments and things that you would probably work out, right? And
Yeah, I always
the
work out,
so
work stuff out with people.
yeah, so yeah, I think there's value in knowing that your water is healthy.
Oh, it is. Trust me. The type of testimonials I get are not like, they're not your run of the mill. They're like, oh my goodness, I didn't think I could get pregnant. I got pregnant. I thought I was infertile. I'm not. They're like, my child's autism spectrum rate, their level went down. Their behavior is so much more improved because we're 70% water.
My body
We're
says it's
70% water,
yeah.
and when your water is not, when it's not only your water, but when your food, when everything around you is off, you're not going to function optimally. You're going to be more susceptible to disease and really human bodily dysfunction. So, I mean, we could go down that road, but more importantly, in situations like today where people are really feeling it. I mean, I got a ton of calls over the past few weeks from people who were sitting on the fence. They were like, yeah, it's a good idea, but most people get it when we talk. But it's a matter of actually, like you said, really valuing the ability to have really clean water 24/7 on demand. When those shelves went empty and people couldn't get bottled water anymore, oh, yes. And I was like, I don't want to go outside just to get water. When I could have really clean water at home, that's where you really see it.
See the value. You see the value. A lot
See
of
the
things.
value? You
A lot
save
of
your
things.
time. Yeah.
Now you mentioned something that I wanted to ask because I didn't. I was kind. You know the industry jargon. I don't. So. You made some reference to NSF. I'm trying to understand what is NSF.
Yeah, so NSF is they're really the gold seal for water filtration performance. So you work in financial services. I worked in financial services for half of my career, about 25 years. Half of that time was spent in financial services. So you know what FINRA is, right? FINRA could come in, knock on your door, shut you down. Let's see all your files. Let's see all your marketing materials. Let's see your practices and just audit you.
Right.
right? Make sure that you're performing to the industry
Standards
rules
and
and standards, rules and regulations.
right.
That's what NSF is for, water filtration. So if I'm out here and I'm saying we take out 80, this particular unit is going to take out 82 chemicals. They're going to come twice a year randomly. Just like, oh, NSF is here,
Right.
right? Shut us down, audit us, make sure our marketing materials are in effect matching what we're telling people. They're going to make sure that whatever units we sent in to be certified are still the same. We
Okay.
didn't switch them up and use cheaper materials and things like that. So it's a they're a public health company that's been around since 1944. They used to stand for National Sanitation Foundation.
Okay.
But in the 70s, they went international. So they said, look, the name is going to get too long. Let's just change it to NSF.
Okay.
The funny thing, Preston, is that the state of California is the only state that mandates NSF certification for filtration performance.
Wow.
So what does that mean?
That means that they're really not trying to mandate it, make it a issue to filtrate the water correctly, right?
Anywhere else, right?
Yeah.
So unfortunately, outside, if so, for instance, if I want to go to the state of California, it says this unit takes out lead, I have to prove to the state of California
That it
through
takes out lead.
NSF that it takes out lead.
Wow.
Nowhere else is it mandatory. It's mandatory to work with the states. It's mandatory to work with the schools,
That's
right?
interesting. All right, yeah,
So
that's interesting.
we take that level of security and bring it to everybody and say, listen, we are bringing you the highest level of insurance for your water.
Wow. That's man. Yeah, that and you guys are NSF certified. So that's
Internationally, yes.
internationally. Wow.
All of our products, yes.
Wow.
All of our products.
That's good.
So that's like, this is when you want the best. What do you want the best for?
Right.
Some things we don't want the best. Right. I've always wanted the best for my education. I've always wanted the best for my health. Fashion is pretty good, but I'll go cheap on some stuff. If I got a
Right,
nice coat with some belts and the shoes in the bag, I could skip on the jeans and the shirt a little bit. I need the best car because growing up, we had too many hoopties. I will not be stuck at the side of the road anymore. Right. So I keep a BMW lease just because I deserve it and I refuse to be stuck on the side of the road. So when it comes to these, this is the best that you can get in water. This is the best that you can get to give, make your food that you're giving to your kids. The flip side of this, Preston, is that there are diseases that are in our water that are linked. Okay. The EPA has a list of chemicals that are linked, where they're found, how they get into into our water, and the diseases that they're linked to. Brain tumors, breast cancer, testicular cancer, infertility, right?
Right.
Problematic development in the womb. These are very serious things, and they don't come from one-time exposure. They come from what happens day after day, year after year, through the cooking and the drinking and the making your coffee and this and that and the third. Right? And so, because
Compounds.
when are you not going to need water?
Yeah. I mean, you like you said, 70% water, and you're drinking it, you're bathing in it every day.
This is a lifetime investment. And so some people get like a little sticker shock. Some people don't, because everybody's at different levels, right? They're at different positions of what they value, plus they're at different economic points. But when you really understand that you're actually going to save money, right? In the first year, people usually they come zero net, right? With what they would have spent on bottled water or other ways of getting water with. Going out to the store and driving and picking it up and running out and get just that whole process plus the cost of it, you even out by the end of the first year. Next year, filters are only going to cost you for a year $60 to $150, depending on what system you get. So now you're talking about $60, $125, $150 for the whole year. That's nothing. You're talking about 8 to 25 cents a gallon on demand.
That's
On
amazing.
demand. That's where you really start to see the value. That's why I always get old people showing up like, I've had my system for 30 years.
That's bad. Yeah.
because
It's
that's
doing
real.
this thing. Yeah. No, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
And you actually have an event coming up that I hope you send us a link to that we can put it in the description for everybody. Where you
Yes, I
go where
sent you the
you
link. Absolutely.
okay. You're gonna go through, in detail about the systems and everything of that nature. Can you tell us a little bit about what that event is about?
Well, we're going to cover a little bit of what we covered today. We're going to actually give people a chance to ask questions. We're also going to go over a lot of the comparison products that people have a lot of questions about. We'll spend a little bit more time on bottled water. We'll go over the systems themselves, and then people will have a chance to actually purchase the systems if it's something that they'd like to do.
Okay.
Which I obviously advocate for, especially in today's times, and especially since we've actually been selling out a lot. So, it's really is a great time for people to at least, I always say, look, my job is to educate you and to provide you with all the information and opportunity that I can. You need to make your move.
Right.
But you will not say that Heather did not educate you.
Right. Lead you, what they say, you can lead a horse to
I
water.
could lead you to the water, no pun intended, but I could lead you to the water. I could give you the best solutions. And the other thing that's great, we stand so much behind our products. Everybody gets a 90-day money back peace of mind guarantee. So
Wow.
I've never had anybody exercise that, but it is there for you. So on the 89th day, if you have your system and you're like, this ain't for me, you get all your money back minus shipping, which is a few bucks. So, we do everything we possibly can to help people get their systems in place.
And that's what it's all about. It's all about helping people, right? So,
Yep.
we want to make sure that's why we do this podcast. It's about growth and development and connecting with people like yourself to help people develop. And before, because I know, time is getting there, I did want to get into something a little bit. There's two things I wanted to catch on, but I wanted to get a little bit, I know we're gonna do the H we come back to H2O, but I wanna know a little bit about for the people that don't know who had the college and you were talking about new work and you were and you became an entrepreneur at an earlier age. So I just wanna give a background on how did you go into wanting to become an entrepreneur? Maybe some experience. So people, there's probably somebody that could identify with your experience of where you are and may not even know the struggle you had to go through, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So, at its very core, the entrepreneurial spirit came from my grandmother and my mother, and just understanding the value of being born in America and the opportunities that we do have to be business owners and to be in control of our destiny. And so, my mom was always hustling. When I was younger, my grandmother, she didn't own her own. Well, she did. She was an Avon lady, right? So my
Okay.
grandma was an Avon lady. She always did hair and sold plates. She was the president of the community board down in Amsterdam Projects down in New York City.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, she was always, looking to make sure that we were living our best lives, put it that
Okay,
much, and taking
good.
control of her destiny. My mom was the same way. And
Just
so
so anybody that doesn't know with Amsterdam Park, that's the West End. That's what's that? Lincoln Center?
Lincoln Center,
That's
yes.
right in Manhattan, right there, right
Yeah.
by the Lincoln Center. So people that don't know the area and the value of
Yeah,
that
so
area.
it was amazing, and so I was always blessed to have that cultural, artistic impact in my life too, for just growing up and always being in that area. So, it started out early, and I was really fortunate to get scholarships to go to boarding school and to college, and I was exposed and spent a lot of time with people who came from very successful families. And they were all entrepreneurs. They were all owners of their own businesses. And part of growing up in that culture, I got, exposed to books like, very early on, Think and Grow Rich and The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. And, my mother probably owned the first copy of Robert Kiyosaki's, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I was just like, okay, I see what's happening here. So I was never scared to try. To put my, put my foot forward and step out. And then I've also been a benefactor of some really amazing roles in corporate America, where you get that training and you get the exposure and the understanding that you also need, right? That you also need, in my experience specifically, to understand business and understand how things work and work with people and benefit from resources that these very large corporations have that you don't have as a small entrepreneur. And so that's really been my mix. That's been what has grown me. My first company was Blue Knight Greetings. We were fairly successful. In 2008, the market flipped. Paper went out. Paper fell for a greeting card company, and then technology hit. So as much as we were a beloved little company, that put us under there. Then I owned, a few years later, I owned an organic hair salon that I had dreams of making, building into a chain, organic hair salon for women of color or people with textured hair. And me and the beauticians figured out we didn't really work that well together, which was okay. So I sold the salon to one of our master hairdressers, because I never wanted to be a hairdresser. I just wanted to build the business. And like I said, then back in 2012, after doing our community work, I was just like, okay, here we go.
This
This
is
is my
something,
home.
right?
Water.
Like you already
Water's never going out of style. And I got a partner that
you
I could put my reputation on, and
right. That's good, because people don't understand that there are many entrepreneurs who fail their way to success. So sometimes it just wasn't a right fit, and like you said, you just came into circumstances that just by chance, like you go into industry and this industry is shifting, and it's like wrong place, wrong time. But you never wavered, and you kept it up, and then you went into what you were advocating for, and you turned it into a passion and then into your business as well. So that's an amazing thing. Is that the reason why you created the Vision 2020, which I didn't even get into today? We'll probably have to interview you for part two to get a idea on what the Vision 2020 was about, but I experienced that as well,
Vision Me 2020 started out a few years ago, actually. Some friends of mine, fellow entrepreneurs on Long Island, we had a really incredible year in 2017, and we all went to Unleash the Power Within by Tony Robbins, and we walked on fire, and the end of the year was coming, and we were just like, we need to do a vision board event. Right. So that's really what it started out as between me and my girlfriends, who are also business owners. And within like a few days, everyone had like four or five other people that wanted to come. And it actually turned from being like a little event at somebody's dinner table or in their house to this sold out event at the local restaurant in Farmingdale. And then people wanted to do it again the following year, and we did that. And then again the following year, and then this year. Yeah, and then this year I said, the vision boards are real. Trust me. I have manifested so many things from my vision board that I didn't even give credit to until it already manifested. And then I said, wait a minute, this was on my vision board. And I went and looked and I said, oh my goodness, this is real. So Vision Me 2020 is different because it's a 7 week, seven session symposium, actually over 15 weeks, where we have experts from different areas of life come in and actually take a deep dive. And so it culminates at the end with a vision board event, but we're actually working every 2 weeks on different areas of our lives. So far we've had, Kevin Parker, who has done, he's the guy who you saw, Preston, who is the addiction coach, right? The interventionist, because he had a terrible accident, got addicted to opioids, terribly bad, died three times on in the emergency room table or operating table, wherever he was on Staten Island, ended up having his leg amputated and just completely turned his life around. He's a superstar coach right now, and just helping so many people through so many things. And there's seven different categories that we're facing that we're helping people work through. And I just see it growing more and more. And I'm just so thankful because I didn't know it was going to be so needed right now with everything that we're going through, because what we focus on grows. And so one of my parting my parting sentiments that I like to leave everybody with is, you know, what we focus on grows. And one of the things Preston and I, you and I were talking about is that being an entrepreneur, you have to face your fears daily. Being an entrepreneur, you're always standing really at the edge of your road, creating your own path for where your life is going to go, how you're going to make it happen. And so, for anyone who's out there who is an entrepreneur, now is your time to shine. You have the skills. If you don't have them, just harness them more, you know, take a deep dive into learning. And for anybody who feels lost because you've spent your life as an employee and maybe you're not getting the direction or opportunity, or you just don't know what to do right now, I would just say start by tapping into some entrepreneurial resources because your mindset is going to actually guide you. You told me something yesterday, Preston, that I thought was so important was that when you start asking the right questions, you start to get answers.
Right.
Right?
This is true. This is true. This is true.
So it's all about asking the right questions, knowing that you have everything that you need. You just have to show up. You have to ask the right questions. You have to surround yourself with people who are resources, who, you know, you can build your strength together. And so today is today the 22nd? Today's the 22nd, right, of March. I just want to
Jesus
give a
26.
big shout out to D Nice, who did his thing on Instagram yesterday, had a worldwide party, over 100,000 people. And what was so important about that and why it's relevant is because in the times that we're living in right now, it's time for everybody to go all out in their best, positive, most powerful direction because we're going to be our own saviors. We're going to be the ones who save ourselves. And so we have to raise our vibrations. We have to raise our energy. We have to tap into resources. And we just have to come from a point of giving because that's what's going to be the fuel. We can't worry about running out. Do you need to conserve? Do you need to be aware? Do you need to be strategic? Absolutely. But at the same time, it's a matter of what can we give? Because what you give is what you're going to receive.
That's powerful. That's powerful. You know, with that said, I want to say this, you know, before we talk, because I need to get some, you know, ways to get in contact with you, but I want to say this about you. And I learned that, you know, you have to edify people that make change in your life. And I do remember when we met at a networking event for CBC. And, you know, since I met you, you have been nothing but positive energy. So when you say that, when you just from you talking and hearing your passion, that's why I just like listening to you talk.
Thank you,
Because
Preston.
you bring energy, and you always about, you know, how can we help people? You're always helping others. And it's just like just your energy around you, I think, is a powerful energy. And that's why I want to try to support you as much as possible, because we need more people like you in successful positions and building these, you know, building things that could potentially change our lives, you know. So this is very important that you know, we try to share the information that you're putting out with the H2O cleanse, and just getting you to speak. I know one day you're probably going to be like our Tony Robbins, because I just when you speak, it's always with passion and it's always with love. So.
Thank you, Preston. And you know, I feel the same about you. What you've done with your Democratic Club and showing up and always being positive and coming from a place of love is something that the world needs, right? And I know that we all have fear, right? So this is not about not having fear. It is about how do we turn our fear into power and just always, you know, make the best decision. And that's what it's really about. And once you start doing it, you kind of get to the point where you're like, oh, we can do this. We can do it. We might actually pull this off.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I'm here to help. Definitely tune in. Preston is going to share his link for you to register. It's a free online event. It was not going to be super long, but it's going to be powerful, power packed. It's going to be at 8 o'clock, so you should be in your house on Wednesday by 8 o'clock if you're not in an essential role working. We're going to make it as fun as we can and really empower you to make the best decision that you can for yourself and your family and for your future. I love you all.
All right. And how would somebody reach out to you? Are you on
Oh yeah,
Instagram
absolutely.
or a
Yeah, so
website?
my name is Heather Kollar, Heather H-E-A-T-H-E-R Kollar, Kollar. That's my Instagram, which is mostly social. You can always, that's my Facebook too. That's my LinkedIn.
Okay.
LinkedIn is more business directed. Instagram is a combination of, so Instagram and Facebook is a combination of social and Facebook and my movement stuff. But you can always reach me at heather@cleanwaterchampion.com, heather@cleanwaterchampion.com, or you can just give me a call at 516-500-1144 extension 2. 516-500-1144 extension 2.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us today. Much appreciated.
Thank
And
you, Preston.
I look forward to your event coming up. I definitely will be in attendance. And I know that it's virtual, so it's everybody has access.
Everybody has access. Come get some Dom information for yourself and your family, and we're gonna try to have a little bit of fun too.
All right.
This Wednesday, March 25th, 8 p.m. Eastern.
All right. Have a great one. Before you guys head off, I just wanted you to do one thing. One more thing for me. I know I ask you a lot, but this one is going to be simple. I just want you to press the share button, share this on your social media, share this with a friend. Let's spread the word. Let's get this information out so we can help somebody else. Thank you again for joining in. Stay tuned to Capital City Podcast.